Powerful tips to remember when attracting love into your life.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, your mentor of love, Robert Zink. Delighted to be here. We've been doing this since 2009, and we are on every day, Monday through Friday. Be sure and subscribe to us on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. We love having you with us. You're part of the family now, part of the tribe. So we're talking about love. This is love, that time of year, right? February, we're moving into February, and it's just so exciting with Valentine's Day coming up and all the hearts in the stores. And if you're not with the person you love or you are alone, you may kind of feel the pinch this time of year. You might have felt it during Christmas as well, but you might really feel it this time of year. So I want to give you seven things to keep in mind, seven tips when working to attract love into your life. The first one, tip number one, are you ready? Here we go. Clear intentions. What are you really looking for? You know, are you looking for marriage? Are you looking for someone to just spend time with? Are you looking for someone to have romance with? Are you looking for a good friend? Are you maybe looking for all of the above? But what are you really looking for? I remember I had a client one time and she said, "You know, Robert, I'm just looking for a friend with benefits." That's what her intention was. That's what she wanted. You have to have clear intentions. Why? Because when you have clear intentions, then you can put them into beliefs and you can put them into affirmations. You know, one of the things I've found when it comes to money is that people believe money is difficult to attract. And they believe the same thing about love. They believe love is a challenge. Oh, I've been trying for 5 years. Love is easy to attract. And love is coming my way. You see, when you believe that something is easy, then it becomes easy. But if you believe it's difficult, it will always remain a challenge. I had a client this morning. She wrote a letter to me. She says, "I just can't win. I just can't win. No matter what I do or say to him, I just can't win." Well, what the hell do you think she's attracting with those negative affirmations? It's incredible. It's astonishing that people will talk negative all day long in their mind, in their thoughts, in their belief system, and yet they will expect good things to come from it. It doesn't work that way. So clear intentions are absolutely essential because they help formulate positive, uplifting beliefs about love. Love is a good thing, right? Number two, deal breakers. This is important. Now listen to me. It's easy to come up with a deal breaker after you've been with somebody for a while and they come home drunk and start smashing plates. Now you can write down a deal breaker. But oftentimes people don't have good, clear deal breakers before they get into the relationship. I want, if you're not in a relationship right now, well, even if you are, but if you're not, sit down and write down the absolute deal breakers. Now, not everything is a deal breaker. Some things are things you wouldn't like to have, you know, but you can live with it. For example, I have a client, her husband smokes, but he goes outside and smokes and he puts in some gum or brushes his teeth afterwards. So she's never exposed to the smoking. She doesn't like it, but for her, it's not a deal breaker. But for a client I had over 20 years ago, he sat down and wrote down some deal breakers. One of them was she couldn't smoke cigarettes. She had to be done raising her children and not have any small children. And they either had to have left the house or no children at all. And there were two or three other deal breakers. So one night he calls me and he says, "Can you come to my office the next morning?" I said, "Sure, I'd be happy to." So I went to his office and he was literally shaking. You could feel the anxiety in him. He was a very rich man. He owned a business. He was used to dealing with pressure. But he looked like he had seen a ghost. And he said, "Robert, I met the most beautiful woman I have ever met in my life last night. She was pretty. We got along. She laughed. We had a great time together. We were sitting over dinner, and dinner had just finished. And she pulled out her wallet and began showing me pictures of her little children." And 6 months earlier, I had sat him down and told him to write out his deal breakers before he gets back into the dating game. So he did that. He wrote out his deal breakers. And one of them was no small children. He didn't want to raise somebody else's children. Now, you can agree with that. You can disagree. I'm not here to tell you what a person's deal breakers should be. Those were his. So she pulled out the pictures. Absolutely gorgeous kids. He looked at her beautiful eyes. He felt emotion already, but he remembered his deal breakers. He took her home. He thanked her for a lovely evening. And then he just said, "I hope we can be friends. I don't think that this is going to go any further." And then he came into his office and started working. And he probably worked all night. Anyway, I got there at 7 o'clock in the morning. And he said, "What do I do? I like her a lot. She's special to me." I said, "You wrote down the deal breakers." Because once that new energy wears off, once that flash wears off, once that sizzle wears off and you get into actually living with somebody and you're putting up with those children, you're going to have resentment. You're going to have anger because that's not what you want. That's not what you desire. And he said, "Yeah, I know." And he never dated her again. But 9 months later, almost to the day, he met the most beautiful woman, fell head over heels in love. She had already raised her children. And she and him, they got married. They had a wonderful life. They still have a wonderful life. They're doing well. Because he listened to his deal breakers before he got into the relationship, before he attracted somebody into his life, when it would be difficult. You know, it's difficult to come up with a deal breaker afterwards. So anyway, that's what happened. I think it's an interesting story. It's a true story.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Number three, you need, if you're going to attract the right kind of love, you need powerful beliefs and absolutely unstoppable affirmations. I mean, if you don't have the right self-talk, the right affirmations, the right beliefs, you'll attract people, but they'll be the wrong people, and you will be hopping in and out of bed like a bouncing ball, but there won't be a committed relationship. Well, I am excited. We're excited because we have been working and working and working like crazy to come up with something special for you. It's called Law of Attraction Love Affair. And it's the latest audio program that we have in our store at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Now, this wonderful, absolutely marvelous program has been beta tested on a number of people over the last few years in different variations. And to a number, all of them have gotten tremendous results. But it took a client who really needed something like this for us to get motivated to put in all these hours to come up with this program. So what it is it has some absolutely powerful, I mean unstoppable affirmations about love, sex, romance, lovemaking. If you are in a relationship, this is a must program because you will feel more desire than you have ever felt before, but so will your partner. It's wonderful. So there's a male section for men to listen to. There's a female section for women to listen to. And if you're buying it for yourself as a couple, there's a couple section. When you put on this beautiful, sensual, sexy music with these affirmations in a subliminal track, you will start feeling, because those subliminals are working on your subconscious mind, and you're going to start feeling more love. Your partner is going to start feeling more love. But if you don't have a partner, you will become more magnetic, and that will begin to attract someone special into your life for love. Look it, it's coming up on Valentine's Day. So this is normally $59.95. That's what we're going to be asking for it the day after Valentine's Day. But if you get it now, go to our store. I think it's like $24.95 or something like that. We've brought the price down for you for Valentine's Day. It has the men's audio track, the woman's audio track, the men's subliminal track, the woman's subliminal track, and the couple's subliminal track. So increase your love. Increase your love attraction. Increase your love making. Okay? Yeah, I'm talking about love making right here on this podcast. And you can do this with this beautiful program called Law of Attraction Love Affair. Now, to go along with it, I might suggest some of our soulmate oil as well. It's all natural. We scour the earth. We search the earth for the best herbs and oils available anywhere. And we have them on our site for you. But you don't need the oil to use the audio program. It's instant download. Instant download. $24.95 on our website right now through Valentine's Day. Law of Attraction Love Affair. Well, the next thing we have to remember is that love is not going to fix you. So start fixing yourself right now. Come up with some powerful affirmations to become a fitting container for the person that you intend to attract in your life. You know, if it's more money, it's more money. If it's better health, it's better health. If it's a better physique, it's a better physique. If it's a better wardrobe. Anyway, start fixing yourself because love will not do that. Love will heal you, but it won't fix you. You've got to do that yourself. I know, guys, it's tough. We're at 5 now. It looks different all the time, every time. Every time you get together with somebody, it feels a little different. It looks different. It has a different quality. You do different things. You talk about different things. It's not the same old rut. That's a good sign. Pursue that. That's a sign that you are you're with somebody where you can explore the world. And not everything will be of her or his interest and vice versa, but you're willing to share those experiences together. Find someone that is willing to share your experiences with you. And of course, you need to be open to sharing theirs as well. I like this one. Do not settle. You know, I know Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young from the 70s came out with, if you can't love the one you want, love the one you're with. And there's probably some truth to that. But think about this. Why settle? If you are not in a relationship right now, and you are looking for a relationship, why not attract the best opportunity you can? The person that you feel closest to, the person that makes you feel hungry. You don't need to settle, okay? And you need to believe that. That's a belief. Because if you settle, it's a belief that, well, you know, if I don't hook up with this guy, we've been seeing each other for 6 months, and we've been having sex. I guess if I don't hook up with him, I may not find anybody better. You know, come on, get real. I think that, and this is the next tip, I think it's helpful to let go of a lot of these expectations. Yes, you can have deal breakers. Yes, you can have intentions about the kind of person you want to attract. But then let go of the expectations. Let the energy flow. Trust the infinite field of potential to bring the right person into your life. And then have fun. If you're not having fun, if you and your partner or your new partner or the person you're dating are not having fun in the beginning, it's for certain you will not have fun in the end. Okay? Make certain there's a high level of fun right from the beginning. Okay, there's more we could talk about, and we will talk about love. But if you're in a relationship and you want to take it to the next level, or your relationship is going through struggles, or you recently were separated or going through a divorce and you want to save your marriage, you can. And you will. I have no doubt about it. Okay? I want you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. But I'd like you to include a letter, if you will, about what you're going through, some of your struggles, and include your phone number as well. We're here to help you. We've helped people in 60 different countries. And I know we can help you too. Okay? Have a great day. Countdown to Valentine's Day. Wait a minute. Did I say countdown to Valentine's Day? I didn't say that because Groundhog's Day is first. Let's not underestimate that holiday. Have a great day now because you deserve it.
Unlock within yourself the powerful secrets to living the life you desire at the Manifesting Beyond Belief Intensive. Join Robert and Rachel Zink May 19th, 20th, and 21st in magical Taos, New Mexico. Awaken miraculous manifestation powers within yourself. Experience dormant DNA activation through the three ancient alchemical attunements of sulfur, mercury, and salt, also known as body, mind, and spirit. As you experience these attunements from ancient alchemical mystery master Robert Zink, you will awaken latent powers such as manifesting dreams into reality, acquiring increased abundance, attracting your soulmate, developing a deeper spiritual connection to Source, improving health and vitality. This 3-day intensive, conducted by Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coaches Robert and Rachel Zink, is held at the gorgeous El Monte Resort in Taos, New Mexico. Spaces are limited, so sign up now. For more information, visit www.manifestingbeyondbelief.com. That is manifestingbeyondbelief.com.